Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sans Pants Radio, we are not legally responsible for Jackson, but we are sorry.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Mum.
I'm Dad.
Sorry.
He's Ryder.
Timing is everything.
It was incredibly well timed. Incredible.
No, I was holding it in that whole time.
I love that it was like, you are holding it in until your turn. Then you let it out.
Who are you again?
Ryder.
And in this episode, as with every episode, we'll try to answer your questions. So our first episode comes from, I don't know how to pronounce this, Odin McKinney's from the Discord. They say, how do I win at the stock market?
Now, none of us have really.
None of us are really stock gurus, as you'd say. I'll claim ignorance here. I don't know how the stock market works.
I've had stock.
You've had stock.
Bet on things and then you get money back. Like you put money on Apple.
So here's, I'll tell you where my knowledge of the stock market comes from. Do you remember the Eddie Murphy film Trading Places?
Yes.
Where Eddie Murphy, who I think is homeless, trades places with, I forget the name of the actor, and he gets in the stock market. And all I remember is one scene where they're like, what should we invest in, Eddie? He's not Eddie Murphy in the movie, but they're like, what should we invest in? And he's like, oranges. And they're like, why should we invest in oranges? And he's like, because summer's coming up. And they invest in oranges, and they make a big buck. So that's my knowledge of the stock market. How do you still have stock?
Can you invest in food?
I don't know. Who owns oranges?
You can. Well, then why isn't everyone?
Pork bellies.
Is that the one to choose? Pork belly's the future.
It probably is coming up to Christmas.
That's true.
Invest in a big turkey.
And not only...
Sorry to interrupt, Dad, but I love you. Like, invest in a big turkey. just one turkey. I got all my money held up in this turkey.
That's not quite how it works.
It's chairs. Don't you invest in chairs?
Chairs.
Why are we investing in chairs? I guess you'll
always share
of
the turkey. Like you own 51%, that means you're basically the owner, but and you can buy out other people, but they can't buy you out. But
you'll always have a majority of the turkey.
Well, is it like a Bitcoin? Bitcoin, you can buy like a bit of a Bitcoin.
Okay. Yes, you can.
So which bit of the turkey do you have?
I would like just the drum.
It's actually how companies raise money, is they split up more of their company and say, we're now going to split our company up into 10,000 shares, not chairs.
Okay, that's what Mum said, shares. But when Mum said chairs,
it's
I was
all
like,
about chairs. Yeah, so
I'm like, I guess you're always going to need chairs.
Why are people buying so many chairs?
I bought 40 chairs in my company. What did you do?
No, I stole that joke from Colin Carpenter. Colin Carpenter.
Oh, you did too.
Comedian from the 80s or something.
But
he won't know.
Yeah, he's not.
You did mention futures.
Yeah.
Before. So not only can you invest in the stock, which is currently what your share is estimated on currently what they think that share in that company is worth.
Yeah.
Right? You can invest in the futures.
What I think the share will eventually
be worth? Will be in so many years' time, and that's called a future. So there's two markets. There's the share market, and then there's the futures market on all companies.
Is that the kind of thing, like I was reading somewhere that like Uber doesn't make money. Or no, maybe Netflix doesn't make money, But the money it does make is because people are investing in its futures.
Yes.
Something like that. Yeah, people are like, right. Well, it's a good idea. Yeah. Eventually, it's got to make money, but well, it's not now.
Right. What has stopped listing completely? I've got like, you know, Homer Simpson has a little jug player in his
head. Yeah.
I know that feeling.
But listen to this.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a crash on the futures market, but not the stock market.
How does that happen?
Well, people buy all the futures, right? So they invest in them so the price goes up and up because people want them, demand for the futures. And suddenly they think, actually, everyone's producing, say, wheat.
Yeah.
Right? So actually the price of wheat in the future is going to go down. I better sell my futures.
Oh.
So there's a crash in the futures and that creates a crash. If it's bad enough, it's a crash in the real stock.
What caused the crash in the 20s? What was that?
The crash in the 20s really came out of like a run on the banks. The banks loaned too much money, particularly to like...
Is it kind of like the Daisy Poo and Winky Pop banks in America?
That's right. It's sort of like that.
Daisy Poo and Winky
Pop. Something like that.
And the banks weren't secured by anything.
Okay.
So the banks could just suddenly close their doors. And so people's money, where you might have thought you had $2,000 in the bank, gone.
So they put it in their pocket and ran out the back door.
Yeah, well, they owed it to someone else or they loaned it to someone else.
Because there's no money in the bank, is there?
No, there's no money in the bank.
Where's their money?
What a terrible
review. It's just all numbers on a computer.
Yeah, it was so rough to learn.
We don't know how to make money.
You assume a bank basically has a Scrooge McDuck style
seller. They invest our money and get it back. I got 43 cents the other day. Thanks to interest,
Wow, rolling in it. What if, because the question is, how do we win at the stock market? So imagine we walk into the big stock. What do you call that place?
The stock market? Wall Street.
Yeah. What do we do? What's our move to make money?
Well, what would you invest in that you think would be useful?
I keep going back to oranges because of Eddie Murphy. But I guess I don't know. Is it the kind of thing we invest in a company, or are we like right now picking like an object, like a food or whatever that's never going to go?
Anything? I guess.
Toilets?
No. It has to be something that isn't huge now.
What about like environmental stuff? Like that's coming up.
No one cares about the environment.
Yeah, but they're going to have to.
But they don't.
That's true. The world's going to end in like 30 years or something.
Yeah. I think they do. I think people are starting to.
So you're saying invest in like solar panels or something like that?
You know, have a look and see anything what's degradable. Coming on.
Oh, yeah.
Biodegradable.
Medical stuff, I think, is supposed to be really good.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of up-and-coming things.
Well, you don't know because you're not there.
Yeah, but we can, after this show, we'll get on there.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you can do? There's this really cool thing. I think that it only happens once a year, and you sign up and you can pretend play the stock market.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And so you say they give you a certain amount of money, and it's just practice if you're thinking of doing it.
See, I would hate that. You know why?
You might win.
What if you won millions?
I know.
You'd hate yourself, and then you do it next year, and it's like all gone.
Maybe if you see that happening, you can actually really buy some.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe if you're like doing well here, quickly jump over to the real stock market.
Yeah,
I don't know how you do it because in movies, when everybody's at the exchange at Wall Street, they're just yelling.
Yeah,
who are they yelling to?
Well, that's a bit of the old days.
Okay,
because what they used to do is they used to yell their bids, and there used to be guys with blackboards that scrolled up and down. It was all mechanical. They'd write the stock price.
Oh my god!
So someone as people bought more stock or sold more stock, they would call out saying they're going to sell 20,000 BHP now.
What happened to people who just got drowned out in the yelling?
Well, you had to yell loud. And then they would write a ticket and they would pass it to someone. So at the end of the day, and the stock exchange was like this deep in tickets of paper, because that's the only way that they could.
It just seems chaotic.
Yeah.
And they are on the phone to someone or... In the early days, of course, there was before telephones, they'd had to actually go to the exchange and exchange shares, you know, so they were buying and selling stock all the time.
It's rough that back in the day, probably you could be like really good at the stock market, but also having like a good set of lungs was probably like a better to be able to yell loudly. It's funny to imagine a guy who not that great, but he was good at yelling.
Yeah,
he got his message through.
Now
before.
He's not as useful.
Yeah.
Well, I had to, and the people used to have to do some maths and calculate what they thought the stock That's was worth crazy. After someone sold or bought. Because if people start buying, then the price starts to rise. And if you're on the floor and you see the price going up, well, you might want a bit of that. So you go, okay, I'm going to buy 10,000. I'm going to buy 3,000.
What would you invest in? What would you? Right, you were saying before, rides. You want to? What would you? Where would you put your money?
Don't know.
It's hard to think of something that is going to be, because in my mind I keep going to that, like, what are people always going to need, you know what I mean? But I don't know if that's really the way you should look at it. It'd surely just be a...
Well, I think because it won't go up, it'll stay the same.
Yeah.
Well, the things in this society, like electronics or, all that, you know, like, you can invest in that, but that's pretty boring.
Yeah, you know.
I like your idea of food.
Yeah, oranges is what I keep thinking. Oranges aren't going anywhere, but they're never going to change.
And people always need food.
Everybody always needs oranges.
Yes. And as the population increases, you need more food.
I wonder if Ryder's turkey idea has any merit.
What, at Christmas?
Yeah. Probably not one turkey, but like the idea of turkies or turkey producers.
Or like anything that's seasonal, I think.
Yeah, that's probably a good way to go. Yeah. What do you do these days if you go into the stock market? I guess it's all electronic.
It's electronic. So you can go on the computer and download an app and whatever and start
playing the stocks.
Get
like that.
Your bank account linked and start playing, probably. I don't know.
I wonder how easy it would be. Yeah.
That very much sounded like lead into you doing it. Like, what? How easy?
It might be fun.
That's going to be a smash cut to you on a yacht with two bottles of champagne.
Easy. That would happen to you, Rise. What? I can see Rise being rich in the future.
I thought you should play the stock market. I've told you that before.
Get on it, Rise. Become a Wall Street guy. It's great to imagine you in like a full Wall Street suit, but still with like your beard, long hair, and cap back. That's very good. Yeah, get on Wall Street. So, how do we win at the stock market? I don't know.
We're still working, so we don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Buy high, sell low. That's it. There you go.
Buy high.
No, did you say buy low, sell high? Yeah, don't buy high, sell low. Great.
I've done it.
I've cracked it.
It's so tricky. Like our friend bought Bitcoin. So So last year in December, it was like $25 for it?
Yeah.
No, $25,000 for one Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And
that's a low. It's been way higher than that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that was one of the highest. And then she bought some, like, maybe in March or something like that, and it's just gone down ever since.
Yeah.
No. I read a story about a bloke that in 2011 bought two pizzas with what is now about $30 million worth of Bitcoin.
I bet they weren't. No pizza is worth that. You know what I
mean? But then it was, because it was useless back then. No one gave a fuck about it.
Could you use Bitcoin in those days?
Yeah.
Did he just go, I've got Bitcoin, do you want some?
I don't know how it happened.
But yeah, I feel like if I called like Pizza Hut and was like, hey, I'll pay in Bitcoin, they'd be like, what?
It was probably just like a one thing somewhere that were doing it.
Isn't it crazy? This is not to do with the stock market or Bitcoin, that I could order a pizza for someone anywhere in the world at any time.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
It's nuts. I could call up, I could find an address in South Africa, and I could call up a pizza place in South Africa and ask them to deliver a pizza to that address, pay,
Why
and that would
you
be
do
fine.
It?
Huh?
Why don't you do it?
I should.
That should be a thing you do.
Yeah, for me, that's a new hobby of mine. Jackson, do you donate to any charities? No, but once a week I order a pizza for someone in South Africa.
What a fun thing to do that. Like, you'd make their day.
Yeah. I would be so nervous if someone turned up and they were like, pizza? And I'm like, I didn't order one. They're like, well, we got it for this address.
Yeah.
You'd think it was poison. You'd be like, I'm not eating
Would you be sus if it ran?
No, I wouldn't be.
You wouldn't be.
No.
I'd eat it.
Yeah. Why, Ryan? Wouldn't you think?
What if it's poison?
No, because, like, if it's Pizza Hut, then
it was made at that Pizza Hut.
Yeah, but it's been in the car in between Pizza Hut and your house.
With the delivery driver.
It hasn't come from Melbourne.
It's not him.
You said that, like with the delivery driver. Paragons of honesty and good, Mum. Delivery drivers are next to saints. They would never do anything wrong. But I don't know.
If it was a random dude, he's like, here's a pizza. But, I don't think so.
If they're in the uniform, what that uniform represents
Better still, you should make the pizza here.
Yeah.
Get on a taxi. Get on a plane.
Fly to South Africa.
Deliver it right to their door. Hey, I came all the way from Melbourne for this. You better fucking eat it. It's also funny if I keep ordering pizza to the same address. Mm, yeah. It's that guy again. What would you do if you had someone in South Africa was just constantly buying your pizza every Friday? Mm. Would you complain?
No.
Yeah,
why
would
you? Why the hell would you complain?
Oh, no, just...
I'd want to meet him.
Thank you.
But your philosophy could be if everyone was charitable to one other person in the world.
Exactly. Imagine you,
be right.
You buy a pizza for someone in South Africa and you're like, right, you know, sometimes they're like, any extra details, you're like, right on the box, pay it forward. Mm. And then they buy a pizza for someone in Hong Kong. And then someone in Hong Kong buys a pizza for someone in Bangladesh. And
this
just again, on and on it goes.
I'd invest in that in the stock market.
Yeah. Yeah. Pizzas all over the world. That's a charity.
World pizzas.
So how do you go into the stock market? We don't know. But buy a pizza for a stranger today.
In South Africa.
In South Africa. Find one address.
Or just... Australia.
No.
Or here.
We might get it.
Yeah. It's a gamble. There's a
buy
lot of
us pizza.
But bring us a pizza. Dolly Adam. Was this from the Gmail or from the... No, I think this was from the Discord. Sorry if I got that wrong. Asks, how would each family member survive 25 to life in prison?
I think I'd thrive, to be honest.
Really?
I love myself. I like my own, you know.
Company.
I know, it's great to imagine they're like, Rido, you're in the shoe. And you're like, hell yeah. Solitary confinement, baby. Sweet. I think I'd enjoy, what I would enjoy about prison is the same thing I'd enjoy about getting stranded on a desert island, is I know I'd get in shape, you know? Mm. Wouldn't that be nice? You're like, everything else sucks because obviously I'm in prison, but I'm going to come out of it beautiful.
It's like light and easy. You're getting
just
calories that you need.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't overeat in prison.
Prison, and there's like certain kinds of fit or in shape that you can't get anywhere else. Like prison fit, island fit. Apocalypse.
Let's think about what type of security it is. If we're in like the hardest of the heart, we'll probably all die.
Yeah.
But let's say it's like minimum security.
Minimum security.
I think that'd be fine.
It's pretty breezy.
What's a sentence?
It's 25 to life.
25 to life. I would go and become top dog of the prison.
You would.
Yeah, I would. I reckon.
Yeah, I'd be right on
and
the
not,
scams.
And not even through fear. They just respect you.
Yeah. They would.
It'd be like,
Dad's in here.
Dad. It's Dad. And it'd be like, the guy's leading you around the prison, showing you the new place. There's you sitting on like a prison throne with people bringing you gifts. That's Dad. That's You'll learn to respect him. in time.
Yeah.
I feel like I would just spend my time in the library, getting educated, getting in shape. You know, I feel like prison is the place you improve your life.
Yeah. But I would like to be in solitary confinement because I would be scared of everybody else.
That's true. Solitary confinement, I mean, it drives you insane. But other than that, it would be, I get that. It's a way.
Do you get anything in solitary confinement?
No, see, I was reading about the longest prison sentences ever served recently.
Yeah.
Real hectic. The longest one, the guy went in when he was 15 and he came out at 82.
Wow.
And there's a crazy bit where they're like, he gets in a car and they're driving on a highway and it's like a highway, but he's like, we must be going 30 miles an hour. And they're like, double that. And then they get on a plane and he's like, what is happening? Planes weren't a thing when he went to prison.
But there's television in prison.
I know. Surely he'd see. He'd be like, oh, yeah, this is one of them planes they keep mentioning.
But I guess if you... those planes they keep talking about. But I guess if you'd never been on one going on
that'd be huge. Yeah.
I know. Imagine that, you know, that exciting feeling when you're sitting there and you look out the window and things just go...
You just wouldn't know what was going on. And solitary is real bad. It used to be... It's like mildly better now, but it used to be that there would be nothing, literally nothing, flat floor, padded walls, and a toilet, obviously.
Mm.
And you would just be in there all day. The lights were never turned off. Then at night, they would put in a mattress. That was it for like 40 days for some people. There's a real rough, like a drawing that someone in solitary did where they had measured the distance between every single thing in their cell because just nothing else was happening for them. And you wouldn't like, the guy's like, I would go to sleep. And I would wake up and I don't know if I'd slept for 5 minutes or 12 hours. I just have no idea.
Wow.
When's night, when's
day. At least give them a clock.
Yeah, well, I think these days they don't give them a clock, but they turn off the lights at night.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tell what I don't like about prison.
What's that? It's great to imagine. Sorry for interrupting. It was great to imagine you in like a circle with a whole bunch of other prisoners. There's a lull in the conversation. You're like, hey, guys, you know what I hate about prison? What do you hate?
It should be a rehab instead of a punishment. Oh, yes. I hate the way it's a punishment. Yes. It just kills me. No human, apart from like parents and kids, has the right to punish another human for something they've done.
That's great.
Fix them and help them and lock them away, but don't punish them.
Well,
there's
something like the philosophy of like American prisons is that the imprisonment is the punishment or like, no, that you need to be further punished in prison as opposed to taking you out of society is the punishment itself. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So, yeah. But then there are some countries, like a lot of like European countries.
They're insane. Like the one that's turning all their prisons into hotels because that no one's using.
Yeah, where's that? Denmark or something?
Denmark. Yeah. No, Netherlands, I think.
Mm. Oh, Netherlands.
For some reason, they've got it all sorted out up there in like the kind of colder kind of European country.
Scandinavians do a lot of good things.
Yeah,
they've got
a good head on them, those Scandinavians. Yeah. Prison-wise.
What would you learn in prison?
I don't know.
Because you say you'd get physically fit.
Yeah.
Yes. Would you get mentally
psychology.
Fit?
Psychology.
That's not a bad thing.
Oh, that's
to
so smart.
Then you can look at all the others and be like, all right, you need this, you need that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do this to you or you'll kill me for this reason.
Yeah.
I keep thinking law, but then I just feel like even though I've got the time, I'm just not going
to. Everyone learns law in prison. Oh, learning law to help my case. No.
It's very funny for me to come into prison and be like, I'm going to learn law, guys. Everyone's like, ugh.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Jack says he's going to learn law, guys.
Everyone else looking up from their big law books. Oh, are you? Oh, real unique, man. You're going to get yourself off? Oh, it's a rude prison. Well, I feel like you got to learn something practical. They were like, what are you going to learn? I'm like, zoology. People are like, what? Why? You know, you can do that kind of anywhere.
Quantum physics.
Oh, that's
a good
one.
That's what you'd learn.
Yeah,
all the big ones.
That.
All the, like, interesting ones that will keep you occupied.
Yeah.
You have to learn something. You can't.
Because, you know, I really love quantum physics, but I'm not smart enough to properly learn it and have, you know, so to go to uni and spend the money and learn it is a waste of money, but I'm in jail.
Yeah, you might as well.
What else am I going to do?
I know, I think the beauty of jail is that, well, I might as well while I'm here.
You've got all the time in the world and no job, no commitments.
Yeah.
So
juggle. I'd learn to juggle.
Take like a month. That's true. No, I'm a really good juggler, but I've still got 24 years and 9 months ago.
Damn it.
What are some useless things you could learn?
Circus tricks. I just learned heaps of circus tricks.
Yeah. To freak out Skull.
Yeah,
or Snake, you know.
Hey, Snake. Woo! You just juggle.
Got your shift. Where's your shift? Oh, it's behind your ear.
Slide a hand. That's true. That's great. You know the classic image, I forget what movie it's from, where someone takes a pigeon and they like set the pigeon free and the pigeon leaves it's like a dove. The dove leaves the prison, even though the prison, it might be from Shawshank Redemption. I don't know that, but it's like a magician flying out of my sleeves. Hey, presto! magician tricks is good. Plus, I feel like no one wants to hurt a magician in, because I've got, I can astound. I can imagine.
They're all missing entertainment.
That's
anything
right.
You can do to, you know, make their day a bit nicer. Yeah.
I've always thought if I went to prison, you know, obviously here at Sans Pants we have D&Ds for Nerds, our D&D podcast. I always thought D&D would be a fun thing to do in prison.
I think they'd all love it as
it's
well.
It's an escape.
There's a lot of them that would be like, oh, no, but.
Once they did it, they would be big. Oh, yeah. I can be a brave knight, or I can do this, and we can pretend we're not in prison for a bit. But I found out you're actually not allowed.
Why?
Because prisoners were doing it to plan escapes.
Oh, that's smart.
They were being like, yes, I, Hagathor of the High Castle, will escape through the tunnels of Glagmore, but it's just like the pipes underneath the prison.
Oh, that's genius.
So smart. Isn't
I know. Brilliant.
Yeah, they're clever.
I think I could cope with prison, but probably not like a maximum security. Mm. If I was in there with like some real hard asses, they'd just slit my throat pretty quickly and I'd be gone.
So like Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
Everyone's a bit angry, but no one's going to stab you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Or one person might
stab you. One person might, but they'll
be... I feel like if you get through prison with only one stab, good job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to account for a single stabbing in your time in prison.
And then when you come out, you're like, what tattoo are you going to get over your stab scar?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Would you become a snitch?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
To the guards.
I've heard nothing bad about what happens to snitches. I'd become a snitch pretty quick. Depends how long I'm in there. 25 to life, probably not.
No.
Because no way, you've got to be, got to pull out all your stops to be loved.
Yeah, exactly. Don't snitch.
I think entertainment's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's a very good idea because then you're valued. You've got to be valued to the rest of the group somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. Because otherwise.
Funny.
Huh?
Be funny.
Yeah,
you're funny.
Funny just helps in every situation.
Oh, yes. It does. It does. Yes. If you can make the rest of the, like the other prisoners laugh, it's a breeze.
Yes.
Because they'll enjoy it. They'll give you a name like Jokes or something. Yeah. Maybe not Jokes. That's pretty unimaginative for all the prisoners. Hey, that's Dad. You'll learn to respect him. That's Jokes. He tells jokes. Oh, yeah. Would you try and be the kind of prisoner that can acquire things? That's a classic prisoner role.
Nah, yeah. I wouldn't do anything dodgy and I wouldn't do anything to piss anyone off. I'd probably like make a couple of friends but just keep to myself.
Yeah. I think that's
but other people don't keep to themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but like and if they came and annoyed me, I'd be like, nah, what do you want? And then if they asked
me
to do...
I want to stab you in the head.
Well, yeah.
Let's act it out.
That's irrelevant. That's got nothing to do with me.
I mean. You've got to try and protect yourself.
Let's act it out.
How am I going to protect myself if people are stabbing me in the head?
What do you say if a prisoner comes up to you? Hey, I'm Snake.
This has nothing to do with what we were talking about. You said, "What would you do?"
Yeah, that's true.
I would get stabbed. Apparently,
yeah, kind of.
This has nothing to do.
I'm going to stab you in the head. Pretty much, your only option is get stabbed in the head at that point. That's true.
You need someone to go, no, he's the funny guy.
Leave jokes alone.
You've got to somehow get protection.
Yeah, absolutely.
You need protection.
I feel like one of my greatest traits is that I'm quite lovable. So I've always hoped that in prison everyone would just be like, ah, Jackson, and no one would stab me in the head. But that's not a great thing to bank on. You don't want to arrive there and be like, but I'm lovable as everyone's shiving you in the sides.
What would be the worst thing? Would it be the boredom? Would it be...
I think it would be the boredom.
Yeah.
Boredom would kill me.
Because after the first few months, you'd probably get over the fear of other inmates because you'd realise the hierarchy and like all that stuff.
Yeah, you'd know where your place is in it and you'd be like, cool.
And you'd probably learn that it's not actually that scary. Yeah. They're mostly old men. But you'd just go insane with
waking
boredom.
Up every day. You wake up, you go in the yard, you stand in the yard, you go to bed. Mm. Like, it's just...
And having your life prescribed for you.
That's
not
why you
having
have
any
study.
Choice.
Yeah.
You have to learn.
You have to read. You have to
read,
study,
like crazy.
Write.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever
work
you can
out.
Study.
Work
I was going to say meditate, work. But you're not allowed to.
Aren't you allowed to
well,
meditate?
No. You know, maybe after lights out.
True.
But you can't just go, I'm just going to go off and meditate over here. They're like, no, you've got to go and wash the dishes or serve the
dinner. You got jobs. I mean, maybe in your free time you could.
What?
But
what making gravel?
Yeah. Smacking rocks with sledgehammers.
Well, singing.
That would be good. Like a chain gang.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a chain,
gang too. You know, it's keeps you active.
Smack you need the Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack to keep you going, though.
Yeah. Well, everybody would start singing. It's a good beat, the Chain Gang beat. Clank, clank. I would enjoy getting good at it. You know what I mean? Getting good at breaking that rock.
Like, give us another rock. Oh, you still on your first rock, Barry.
Oh, loser. Because I feel like you'd get to a point where you're a bit of a rock-breaking expert.
Yeah,
that's like, appealing ass.
Watch Jack do the rocks.
Whoa! Like, not even looking. Doing tricks with it. So look, I think we've given people a lot of different ways of surviving prison. I think we've cracked it.
I don't think we'd survive.
You never know until you're there, I guess. Hopefully we never have to test it. Andrew from the Gmail asks, what do you think would be humanity's reaction to the discovery of extraterrestrial life? Slurred extraterrestrial there a little bit.
Well, I guess what type?
Yeah, I was going to say, there's two different kinds.
Yeah.
Aliens land or we find aliens in space.
But even like aliens land and they're humanoid creatures or aliens land and they're blobs or...
Is it aliens or alien ET?
I always thought it really funny if aliens landed but they were like six different coloured cubes and they just flashed and we couldn't figure out what they meant and they couldn't figure out what we meant and they got in their spaceship and left. And we were like, well...
I think if they were cubes, we wouldn't freak out.
Yeah.
It's only if we can slightly recognize them as a being that we'll freak out.
You think? What do you think if they're cubes? We'll just be like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, be like, what? What? Well, that's freaky.
You don't think we're going to get the army out and just go...
No, because cubes can't hurt you.
Yeah. I like your reaction, Mum. What? Like them rolling out, you as the president being like, what do I do? I don't know.
So you're having
cubes.
They're like, boop, boop, boop. You're like, I don't know.
Mr. President, you have a conference with the leader of the Cubans.
We named them. We don't know what they called.
Would you say your conference was successful?
I don't know. They certainly lit up and made noises. Would we eventually... I guess that's what the movie Arrival is all about, figuring out their language, isn't it? I've never seen it. That's what I heard.
It's such a bad movie.
Yeah, well. But I guess we'd eventually figure out what the cubes were saying, surely.
Well, we'd try. It'd be a bit like the Enigma crackers. Code.
Yeah.
No, it would be.
But it's so, like, where do you even begin? But yeah, if they came down and they looked like us, like they were like grey aliens or whatever, I think we'd be pretty chill with that.
I think we'd freak out.
No.
You reckon?
The more like us they are, the more we would be frightened of them.
I think it would just throw...
Like, it's cube. It's like, what are they, floating cubes?
Yeah, in my mind, they're
like floating typewriters. What do? You know? Like,
big deal.
They're not scary.
Yeah, no, but just so they.
Such.
Well, they did
start typing on themselves, and the little sheaf of paper says, "Hello, Earthlings." That would throw. I would. What would be happening there? What are Earth typewriters then?
But what would be happening is they would have seen our technology because of time.
Yeah,
they would have seen our technology in the late 1800s.
We have to appear to them as something they do not fear.
And they saw us communicating by old-fashioned typewriter.
Imagine being like, just what am I looking at here? It's like, I always thought it'd be crazy if we like discovered a planet in space that could harbor life and we found a cow. Like, what would we do? What would that just change? What would that mean for cows on Earth, you know?
You know, we all would have to... I don't know.
I
want to get back to the cubes.
All right.
What would happen if the cubes... So first, of course, we go, well, they're cubes. We don't understand them. Deal. They're flashing lights. Yeah. Big deal. We start ignoring them, but then they start to do little subtle things, you know?
Like
moving to your house.
Welcome to Earth. Yeah, there are cubes.
What are they doing? Are they still
They'd
just
be pissed,
floating
though.
In
You'd
the
get
lounge?
The broom and kick them out.
Get out of here.
Mom, there's cubes in the house.
Damn cubes.
See them get drinking the milk.
Moving your like, maybe moving your lounge room around, you find a dead one under your couch.
Oh, man.
There's a dead cube.
Pick it up with a bit of cardboard.
Dump it in the bin outside. Yeah. God, what do they want? We just don't know. That's so weird. I love this version of Earth where aliens land, and after, say, a year of trying to communicate, we're just like, well, fuck it. Just ignore them then. It's great to imagine the cubes rolling around. Like, clearly they want our attention for some reason, but...
Yeah,
There's District 9. Like, yeah. I think District 9, if they crashed and they had no power over us, I think we'd treat them abominably.
I think you're right. Yes. I think we'd certainly experiment on them.
Yeah.
Because we want to know what's in them, you know, what's the gut situation like.
And, of course, you'll get reactionary groups. That just want to blow them away because they just say
you'll
no
get real extreme
on
anti or pro alien.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
people being
any
like,
aliens listening to the podcast are going cubes. We got to go as cubes.
Cubes is the best way to get in. No one will give a shit. It's so weird to imagine like big cube dumping piles of dead cubes. Imagine the cubes land. We ignore them. They all die, and then we just like. I don't know. Incinerate them. We're like, what was that? What did the cubes want? We'll just never know.
Well, we'd be studying them and trying to break them apart and
figure out what's
interrogate
in them.
Interrogate them.
Just like to imagine like a police interrogation room and someone being like, listen, what do you want? The cube just lights up and he like turns to the two-way mirror and just shrugs. Like,
I even like the other guy playing tough, right? Let me get the jumpers.
Where do I clip these on? I guess here and here.
Good cop, bad cop.
Yeah. I'm wondering how far apart you could separate the cubes. Because I'm imagining basically
clusters.
Six coloured cubes that kind of move like independently but are still the same organism. Mm. Could you pull the cubes apart?
Well, maybe.
We don't know, Jack.
We would definitely have a go at
it. We would certainly try. Yeah.
It would be like pulling one of their arms off or something. Yeah.
I'd imagine they're like Raymond.
Oh, like from
you
the
can
video
pull them game. Apart and they just go and connect. Join back together.
Well, then I imagine little kids playing with the cubes like in the street. Yeah. Pulling them really far apart. You know, you like pull an elastic band and then smack it. Oh, my brother cubed me. What about if we found aliens on like another planet?
I honestly don't think many people would care.
I think it'd be a big deal for about maybe 6 months. And
you think with now that. I don't know, like, you think we'd get over it that quickly?
Maybe not. Like, it's eventually we would, though.
I reckon, because sometimes when the little rover first landed on Mars, and, like, live, I was watching Mars going, wow, it's beautiful. And then suddenly this thing in my head went, that's freaking Mars. Like, I'm looking at Mars in real time right now. That should be blowing my mind, but it's not.
Yeah, I know.
I had to
exactly
force my mind to be blown.
I think it's because of such a steady build-up to our space exploration. Like, you've seen pictures and you saw footage and then you saw, you know, if like 20 years ago they were like, this is a live footage of Mars, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Go insane, but we're so...
I reckon it's because we didn't do shit after the moon landing. If we'd had the moon landing and then we landed on Mars, we'd have kept the momentum going. Mm. Well, but there was too big a distance between them.
We thought we were going to.
Yeah.
Like, we thought by now...
You'd be have moon colonies.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely.
I like the basic reason we don't have moon colonies is there's nothing up there. Well, I mean, there's other reasons, but partially we're just like, why?
Well, there's not much up there, but there's not much on Mars either, and we're going there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm completely against the Mars thing.
You don't want to go to
me
Mars.
Too.
Why?
We've got a planet.
Yeah.
Do you know how much money they're spending on going to Mars?
To just be on Mars.
Oh, God, and all the wankers that are like, I'm going to go to Mars.
I heard it's only four people.
Bloody Mars, they're wankers. They're all four of them are fucking wankers.
Like 250,000 people apply.
Then they're all wankers.
And they're down to 100 and they've got to get it down to 4.
I can't wait, Rides, till, like, you know, you're in your, yeah?
One of them dies on the way so that they have to live with it for the rest of the journey.
That's so right. Surely you'd jettison him into space.
Would you? Could you?
No, I don't think so. You'd have to cryogenically freeze him or something and take him home.
But you can't. You're never going home.
Put him in the corner.
That's right.
They're not coming home. You can't say, you got to bring back my wife.
Yeah, no. Be the first burial on
They're all going to die up there.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're all going to die.
They probably won't even tell us.
I can't wait, Rides, till you're 60 and there's like a Mars colony and you're like, keep the Mars wankers on Mars. Bloody Mars wankers.
I will be like that.
Yeah, you will.
I hate those Marzos on Mars.
I think we'd be terrified.
Of what?
If a whole lot of spaceships started to land, like
fuck yeah.
War of the Worlds or something
that.
Yes. Well, that's undeniable. But if we found, like, even if we found animals as big as dogs on other planets and we saw footage of them, we'd be like, fuck, that's fucking awesome. But
yeah, for me, it depends how far away it is. If they're like, hey, we were wrong about Pluto. Mm. There's people here.
Or
there's
dogs.
Beings. There's dogs here. There's dogs on Pluto. And everyone's like, oh my God, like Disney.
What a coincidence.
Like, that's crazy. But who'd have guessed? But if it was like in the, you know, Alpha Ceti galaxy, a 1,000 years away from Earth, we have found birds on a planet.
Well, the thing about it is it would open up the universe to us.
That's true. Mm.
It would be like, okay, that's it. Everything we know is fucked.
But it would have to keep the momentum to keep me interested. Because they're like, yeah, we found birds on like planet X570. And I'm like, oh my God.
Why are they birds?
I don't know. Well, they're bird-like animals. Yeah. Not just like, hey, it's a chick. But I'd be like, oh my God, oh my God. But then if they didn't discover anything else for another 10 years,
it would just like, be like, yeah, still the birds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's like finding,
we'd get used to it.
Yeah. Finding water on Mars. You're like, whoa. Oh, yeah, there's water on this planet and that planet.
I didn't care when they found water on Mars.
Yeah, because you're not there.
Yeah, well, when it wasn't like water, was it? It was like some stupid water.
Yeah, it was like methane water
or
something. Yeah,
that's not water. If you found an ocean, I'd be like, cool.
Yeah, but maybe fish or something. No, thank
you. Do we now get used to things too quickly?
Maybe.
Some big thing happens,
It's very rare that you get thrilled by something.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I disagree.
You get thrilled pretty often.
A lot.
Yeah.
What do you get thrilled by?
What do you think?
Chris.
Planes.
You just pointed up ceilings, the sky.
So if it's good in the morning, by the afternoon,
boring.
Well, other stuff's happening in your life.
That's a nice. I'm getting that on a t-shirt.
What?
If it's good in the morning, what was
boring by the afternoon.
No, by the afternoon, boring.
Good in the morning, by the afternoon, boring. I like that it almost rhymes. It almost needs to be a cross stitch.
And it's a don't care statement, so it doesn't matter if it rhymes or not.
Yeah.
But like, imagine, okay, so here's a scenario. You wake up, you look at Twitter. People are tweeting, oh my God, we found life on like a planet 1,000 years away. Yeah. That's crazy. That's at like 10 a.m. 3 p.m., you look down, they're like, new Harry Potter book coming out in a year. You're like, oh my God.
I would be more excited about that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's far more exciting.
Yeah, so
because you're
go.
Like, well, I'll get to read that. I might never get to see the birds.
You'd be sitting there at work and someone would say, did you hear about it? You got the new Harry Potter book. Yeah, I know.
No, the aliens. On. Oh, yeah, that's crazy too. Yeah. Is it going to be about Harry Potter as an adult? I don't know. it's such a weird thing about humanity, because you're not experiencing it. You're not viscerally there. And even if it's a picture, maybe I'll look at the picture and show people. But then
on another planet, slightly scary because they could come here.
Yeah.
If something comes here, we're possibly not the top dog anymore.
Yeah, that's
frightening. And that's really scary. For suddenly,
that scares us.
Yeah.
What about if it's like a, you sometimes read in science fiction, it's like a bureaucratic thing, like aliens land and they're like, hey, you've reached a certain level of civilization as a planet. Welcome to the Galactic Council. You're one of thousands of aliens in the universe.
I prefer they land and say, you have committed this amount of crimes, and so we've got to step in now because you're killing your planet.
I really like that.
Nah, because they wouldn't care about Earth.
Who gives a shit if that's a classic alien saying? Might as well be Earth. the Fermi paradox, it's like the potential for alien life is so high, but we've never encountered anything for it. Like, it doesn't make sense. I love it if it's not like, Earth hasn't reached a certain level or they're scared of it. They just don't give a shit.
They wouldn't.
Yeah, whatever.
It'd be sort of like the Galapagos Islands or something.
Yeah, people would like look on their alien holophones and be like, it's so sad that humanity's going to die soon.
Yeah,
my God. Wish we could do something about it, but,
That's what about so nice. School children raising money?
There's aliens out there doing like a bake sale to raise money for Earth.
Sausage scissor at the front of the block.
I always like, there was like a series of like text post things that went around for a while back that were like, what if humans are really unique in that we live at all these just wild different extremes? If they're like, we meet aliens and aliens are like, so a horse breaks a horse's leg, right? A horse breaks his own leg and that horse is dead. But we break a leg and we're like, it'll fix. Just keep going. What if that's real notable? What if other alien races find out that we can survive at like -30 and 30 degrees and they're like, what? What are you doing? You know what I mean?
I think we're amazing.
Yeah. What if we're like a really hardy species and we just don't notice?
Like, we can survive in those extremes, but not like, it's not a huge thing. No, not even that. I'm like, it's not a big deal.
Well, it isn't to us. But imagine you find an alien planet that is only like -30 degrees and they're like, what, you can survive here, but also at, because like, if you take any animal on Earth, they have to survive in the area that they're in. Otherwise,
otherwise there wouldn't be polar bears in zoos.
Well, they're not great. They're not enjoying themselves in
that's
zoos.
True, yeah.
But yeah, it was just like a funny thing. Like humanity is, and like also, I think in another
when you talked about the horse's leg thing, I thought you were going to go along the way that aliens have seen that and be like, look how they treat things. This one species has gone crazy and thinks that they're bigger than all the rest.
Well, I mean, they probably, you know, either that or they don't give a shit about us.
So we might be better than we think we are.
Yeah, maybe. We always assume aliens are going to be like these super advanced. What if we're the best?
Oh, that's a disappointing thought. No, no way.
But you don't know.
I do know because there's the probability is fucked.
Yeah, I think we're like a virus.
Yeah?
No, we're not a virus. Well, yeah, we're like nits.
And I think
not a virus, more like a parasite.
More like, yeah, and Earth, you can feel the Earth getting shitty, like scratching its back on things and shaking. You're like, what the hell? Get rid of these things. There's so many of them now.
One day aliens are just going to douse the planet in like a anti-lice shampoo. Giant combs are going to come through the planet collecting all of us. Oh, God, how scary.
Yeah. So we're just on one primary school kid's head.
That's crazy. How scary then when we start developing space travel, they're like, they've become contagious. We've got to lock that shit down. So I guess, look, there's lots of different things that could happen if aliens decide to come down or we find aliens. Either we don't care or they don't care seems to be where we've kind of landed. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Mum.
I've been Dan.
And I've been Ryder.
And if you've got any questions you'd like us to answer, please email us at baileyfamilycircus@gmail.com or hit us up on the Discord or the Sandspans Facebook group. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sandspans Radio Network, just head to sandspansplus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sandspansplus.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.